I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Amen. The little things always point to something larger. They always draw us deeper into the mystery of God's love for us. So often, the little things are gestures, like the ones that begin this Holy Week Gospel. Martha prepares a meal. It's a little thing, until you realize that this is a meal for the man who has just raised her brother from the dead, as one does. It's a little thing until you realize that Jesus, for whom this meal is being prepared, has just a few more suppers before his last. Here's another little thing. Martha's sister, Mary, anoints Jesus' feet. It's a little thing until you realize that she's anointing his feet with perfume that's worth 10 months' wages, and she's doing it to prepare him for his death. This week is all about little things that will point to something larger, that will draw us deeper into the mystery of God's love for us. It's tough to see this little thing, but I'm going to talk about it. This is the oleum infirmorum. It is the oil used for anointing the sick and the dying. It's a tradition that is based in part on today's gospel of Mary anointing Jesus. And every year on Tuesday of Holy Week, so tomorrow, all the priests gather at the cathedral to refill their oil stocks so that they will have enough to anoint the sick and anoint the newly baptized, which is another kind of oil. The first time that I anointed someone at Redeemer was 22 years ago. It was Baby Hope. I've spoken of her before. She was born with her heart outside of her body, and she lived for just 57 minutes before she breathed her last. Her parents were street youth who attended the lunch program, which is what we called the common table at the time. When Hope died, they were devastated, of course. They needed the church to be with them for comfort. So they asked me to anoint her, even though she was already dead. So I did, of course. Because so often, mercy means bending the rules to do the right thing. The last time that I anointed someone was 2 months ago. It was Stuart Lee, whom many of you knew. I did the same thing for Stuart that I did for Hope. I anointed his head with the sign of the cross, and I told him that God loved him beyond pain and beyond death. Those small gestures and those simple words are always the same. Whether I'm anointing and praying for a baby girl or an old man. And those words and gestures aren't just for them, because the people I'm anointing and praying for are often unconscious. They're unaware that I'm even there. So what I say and do, I'm doing as much for their family. I tell those families that when they and their loved ones came into this world, they were anointed with the sign of the cross and marked as Christ's own forever. And then I tell them that in this moment, beside their dying loved one, as their loved one is leaving this world, that we are preparing them for the world to come. I tell them that just as they were held in God's embrace through their earthly life, that they are now being cradled for new life. I say those words because that intimate encounter with those families is about grace. And grace is the moment when you can just begin to glimpse the gift beyond the heartache. For those families overwhelmed by that grief, when they can just begin to see the giftedness of that person's life. That is what this week is for. That is what is really behind Mary's extravagant generosity. That is why we relive Holy Week again and again, so that we can see the gift beyond the heartache, so that we can live through all the trauma and drama that this week will inflict on Jesus, so that we can see the depth of God's love in the gift that we have been given. Speaking of which, I need to tell you where this little thing comes from. It was a gift, of course. What else? It came from Bill McGrath. I knew him from my time at St. Stephen in the Fields in Kensington Market. Bill was homeless, one of our regular breakfast guests, and someone with whom I would have coffee from time to time. I knew Bill well enough. I knew he was quiet and kind, but I didn't realize the depth of his generosity until I was leaving that parish, and he told me that he wanted to give me something. We had lunch together, and Bill presented me with a gift certificate for an extravagant amount of money. Not 10 months' wages, mind you, but for someone in his situation, it might as well have been. When I told Bill that I couldn't accept it, that he couldn't afford to give it, that it was too much, he said something I will never forget. Receiving a gift honors the giver. In fact, I say those words every time I encounter humble resistance when I'm being generous with someone. In the end, I accepted Bill's gift, and I used it to buy this. I didn't give it a lot of thought at the time. It was just another little thing that I needed for my priestly bag of tricks. But the significance of applying Bill's generosity to oil for anointing the dying has grown on me. I think about him every time I anoint someone. I think of this journey through Holy Week and this gospel every time I anoint someone. I have come to realize that when I anoint them, I am witnessing the last moments of their journey through this life, just as we are witnesses to the end that will come for Jesus. But there's more to it for me. You see, I never got the chance to return Bill's extravagant generosity. He was killed in a homeless shelter shortly after he gave me this gift. And now that he's dead, I will never have the chance to return that generosity. There is nothing more humbling than to be given an extravagant gift that you know you cannot possibly return. And that always brings me back to Holy Week too. We gather each year to live the last week of Jesus' life. In every mind-numbing, heartbreaking detail, we gather to attend to all the little things that will point to something larger and draw us deeper into the mystery of God's love for us. We gather as the people of God to comfort one another in the throes of the most difficult death in the family. We gather so that we may know that we are loved beyond pain and beyond death. We gather so that grace may touch our lives, allowing us to see the gift beyond the heartache. We gather because we have been given an extravagant gift that we cannot possibly return. But we also gather because receiving a gift honors the giver. Amen.